This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday blasted organizers of a weekend revolt as traitors who played into the hands of Ukraine's government and its allies. The rebellion by armed mercenaries lasted less than 24 hours and was the gravest threat yet to Putin's authority. Putin praised the rank-and-file mercenaries for not letting the situation descend into bloodshed. Earlier in the day, the rebellion's leader, Mercenary Chief Yevgeny Prigozhin, defended his march on Moscow. He taunted Russia's military but said he hadn't been seeking to stage a coup against Putin. Ukraine welcomes the disarray among Russian forces. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rebellion against the Russian military may have ended quickly, but the disarray within the enemy's ranks is an unexpected gift and timely morale booster for Ukrainian troops. A video of a well-known Ukrainian drone commander watching the revolt while eating enormous amounts of popcorn has gone viral. A plethora of gleeful memes mocking Russian leader Vladimir Putin has inundated social media, and statement after statement from Ukraine's top brass described the turmoil as a sure sign of more instability to come. A Ukrainian soldier who watched reports as he recovered from a battlefield injury told media, "Everyone is excited. I'm Charles de Ledesma."
White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says it's too soon to tell the impact of the Wagner mercenary group's short-lived insurrection in Russia.
What that tension does inside Russia, again, that's an internal Russian matter. What we've got to do is not get distracted by that and make sure that we're focused on supporting Ukraine.
Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leading UN agencies, including the World Health Organization, warn millions of people in the Greater Horn of Africa are facing many ongoing emergencies, including disease outbreaks like cholera, measles, and malaria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Lisbeth Albrecht, WHO Emergency Incident Manager for the region, reports numerous health problems have arisen from 5 years of prolonged drought. She warns of worsening health conditions in areas affected by heavy rains.
With the impact of flooding, we see these diseases worsening.
Albrecht says WHO is bracing for new challenges as more rain is expected in the Eastern Horn, while drought-like conditions prevail in the west of the region. She says both extreme weather events will reduce access to clean water. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Colombia's president has handed out 86 medals to soldiers, indigenous volunteers, and others who helped rescue four children who spent 40 days on their own in the jungle after a plane crash. President Gustavo Petro on Monday described the search as an example of how Western technologies and traditional knowledge of indigenous people can work together in the preservation of life. Some 70 indigenous people worked with more than 150 soldiers to look for the children in difficult terrain in the Amazon using helicopters and GPS devices, but also drawing inspiration from traditional knowledge of the jungle. The children aged 1 to 13 were found June 9th by four volunteers. Two new studies say that treating obesity could be as easy as popping a pill. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The studies find that a high-dose oral version of the weight loss medication Wegovy may work as well as the popular Wegovy injections. The studies also say that the high-dose tablets also appear to work for people with diabetes who struggle to lose weight. Drug maker Novo Nordisk plans to ask the Food and Drug Administration to approve the pills later this year. There have been other weight loss pills on the market, but none that achieve the substantial reductions seen with injected drugs like Wegovy. I'm Donna Water.
A 23-year-old was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole after pleading guilty on Monday to murder and other crimes in a 2022 shooting that killed five people at a gay nightclub in the western U.S. state of Colorado. Anderson Lee Aldridge pleaded guilty to five first-degree murder counts and 46 attempted murder counts, part of an agreement reached with prosecutors that avoids what could have been a lengthy trial. I'm Joe Ramsey.